Second hour of the Blitz coming at you right now, taking you up until the weekend. We got Talk Sports coming up in an hour, so do not go anywhere for that one as well. But here's kind of what hour number two will look like. We're going to stay around the conversation that we've been having in the first hour because there's still a lot more that we want to unpack from that. We also have a couple of rebuttals that we have seen around other media sources, around the internet, and then, you know, continue to give what we believe is a rebuttal, you know, what we believe Tennessee has to do. We also have some breaking NFL news that we won't really get into, but if you want to know about it, the NFL will not suspend the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill over his abuse claims.
Talent outweighs moralities.
I disagree.
I think
Ezekiel Elliott and Kareem Hunt would not have been suspended if that is the case.
You think they wouldn't have been suspended?
No, if talent outweighs morals, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott was the leading rusher the year.
With Tyreek Hill, it's kind of, you know, back and forth on a message. I mean, like a recorded message. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be suspended. I think the guy should have never got a shot in the NFL.
I totally agree.
He kicked the same pregnant girlfriend down the steps.
Right, but then the conversation is not about talent outweighing the morals. It's about, you know, what do the morals actually imply?
It is about talent, though. So Kareem Hunt, yes, he got suspended. He also was out there on tape, like where it was, you know, like the Ray Rice. It's kind of where, hey, caught red-handed. Not an audio recording. A lot of people were saying that Tyreek Hill thing was like edited and things like that. You don't know how much of it was authenticated. And so, like with like Kareem Hunt, saw him on. Now I forget the thing with Zeke, but with Kareem Hunt, he's right there on video. Same thing with Ray Rice.
Yeah,
and. Also, this is why you can say talent does outweigh the moralities. Cleveland Browns went and picked up Kareem Hunt while he was suspended. You know why, Rick? Because he's a talented running back. You don't go and if it's just Joe Schmo who's the third stringer, he ain't getting picked up by any team. If it's if it was somebody else, probably not as caliber Tyreek Hill, I think that they probably do get suspended. You just never hear from them again. The team releases them. The Chiefs stood by their man the entire time.
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying there.
Talking about as far as the punishment, like not
well, them
is being it the, suspended.
Is it the NFL saying that talent over morals, or is it the individual teams trying to make their teams better? Because, you know, you say talent over...
I think that's just a society thing.
But I think that the talent doesn't include, you know, the evidence involved, right? Because you're right. When there is a video of it, there was a video with Kareem Hunt. There was a video with Ray Rice. There was a video with Zeke Elliott, right? But there wasn't a video with Tyreek Hill. You're right. We just got some audio conversations. I don't think any of those have to do with talent, but I do agree with you that, hey, teams who are trying to make their team better, who are trying to make money, who are trying to put butts in seats, who are trying to go out there and win Super Bowls for their city to essentially make more money and create their legacy, then yes, I do believe that there are a lot of teams out there who will take talent over morality in certain situations. Obviously not all situations by any means. But that is, the NFL is just, sometimes it's confusing. But I think that Chance hit kind of the nail on the head when he said that, you know, it really seems like the NFL is looking less at the claims and more at the evidence, you know, of what is behind it. Because this is a child abuse investigation, right? And anybody in any workplace that wasn't, you know, professional sports, and a lot of the times, that is a huge, massive red flag, right? But the NFL is a different ballgame. I think that is the evidence conversation. But anyways, that is just a little bit of breaking news that came down a couple minutes ago for you. Brandon, where do you want to go with the Tennessee conversation? Where do you want to jump into it?
I mean, we can go ahead and get David Ubbin's kind of rebuttal to Matt Hayes, his article. Ubbin had he wrote his mailbag piece, and I think somebody basically ask him a question about that. And he said, this is a question I hear quite a bit, and the answer is actually more simple than you'd think. To succeed in college football, a program needs four basic things. Number one, money and donations. Resources. Facilities, coaching salaries for the head man and assistants. In modern college football, a program better have a long line of hungry, deep-pocketed boosters. And I think Tennessee has that. So check that off. And you can argue whether that whether some of those, like the Haslams, are good for the program or not. But even without that, Tennessee still has plenty of boosters. Tennessee has plenty of money. No lack for that, in my opinion. Number two, fan support. Teams need Joe Upper Deck to fill stadiums and wide-ranging passion that players can feel. This doesn't mean tweeting at recruits, but current and former players know what it's like to be a player in any state before and after their careers. That gets passed down. Being a Purdue player is different than being a Nebraska player from the moment someone steps onto campus until they're 70. It just is. Every player knows it, and it matters. I think that's another thing that Tennessee has. So far, I think Tennessee's two for two. If y'all disagree, you can let me know. Number three, strong coaching and a support staff. This is even more important than talent because players come and go. Even if a team has a generational quarterback, it can have him for only 3 or 4 years. A staff that installs and maintains the culture and infrastructure to sustain an elite program on campus and on the recruiting trail is needed. That one, to be determined. We'll see.
Okay.
I think they have all the. I think Tennessee has the makings for that, but still too early to tell. And number four, David Evans' four things that you need to have an elite program. Talent. SB Nation's study of blue chip ratio is the best, most reliable research I've seen that answers the question, how much talent is needed to win a national title? It's a depressing reality check for about 90% of college football programs, but it's true. Those four things are essential. Everything else is kind of window dressing. Tennessee has and will always have number one and number two. It's a dominant presence and program in the sport. You can't go far in this state without seeing an orange power tee on a license plate or a front porch. So, and I think three and four to be determined. So,
can you go through three again real quick?
Yeah.
Just while I pull this
strong
up.
Coaching.
Okay.
Strong coaching and strong support staff.
So, here's something else that I saw from the article that we have been discussing, and this is actually a Steve Spurrier quote. And he says, the game has changed, and Tennessee doesn't have quite the advantages it did with facilities and recruiting. And that's kind of where the Nebraska quote comes from, because he says, it's a lot like Nebraska right now. Can they get it back? Shoot, there's a lot more to it now. So, you know, David Ubbin absolutely talked about recruiting, and we have talked about recruiting, and everybody has talked about recruiting, right? But where do you stand on things like facilities? And do you even feel like Tennessee is at a disadvantage when it comes to that? Because, you know, this is obviously something that Steve Spurrier said, and he also doesn't mention when this quote was, because I can't remember this anytime soon. Maybe this was from a couple of days in media days. Maybe it wasn't. But to me, seeing something like the game has changed and Tennessee doesn't have quite the advantages it did with facilities anymore, to me, first off, I'm not in the mind of a college football, you know, of a high school recruit. So I don't know what that importance is. And I also don't know the discrepancies. Yes, thank you. The discrepancies between, you know, all these different schools. But I would agree much more with David Ubbin in the sense that, hey, they're using this as evidence into why they believe that Tennessee will never be great again. But to me, that's just not one of the big factors, nor do I even feel like Tennessee is trailing, if at all, in a lot of these other schools.
I mean, I don't know as far as facilities go, but it's a never-ending arms race as far as
the best stuff.
Somebody's always upgrading. So, I mean, I would say Tennessee might be a little bit behind, but I wouldn't think it's anything major. And as far as the recruiting goes, I think I touched on a little bit with Josh. I think the areas that Tennessee historically has recruited well and got really nice players from that have helped them win championships, Georgia, the Atlanta area, the Carolinas, Florida, Mid-State, in Tennessee. It's more difficult now because, like I said, the teams that weren't relevant then are now. You've got Georgia, like I said, you've got Georgia, who's a powerhouse. You've got Alabama, who's a powerhouse, who comes in and they come into the Mid-State and get players out of Nashville. You've got Clemson and the Carolinas.
Smartest thing Nick Saban ever did was a couple years ago start putting up those Mercedes-Benz dealerships he started buying in Nashville. He knew what he was doing. That's a man who, I mean, seriously, I know like we joke about the ABCs, but that's what he lives by, always recruiting. He did that for a purpose. He saw the amount of talent that was coming to the Mid-State now. And look at him right there, anytime. It could be a dead period, and he's just coming in, check on his business.
Well, I know that, you know, I know that I'm about to say this sentence with the absolute most glass half full approach to it, but in this article it's saying that, hey, Nick Saban and Alabama aren't going anywhere. Ed Orgeron is locking things down as well as you can at LSU, and Kirby Smart is doing the same at Georgia and Florida with Mullen, right? And that is true. We can't deny that the rest of the SEC, for the most part, at least the teams that you would consider in that elite category, are doing very well at recruiting. But you know what? Tennessee right now can offer things to players that those other schools typically can't. And Jeremy Pruitt did it in his Media Day press conference right away. He said, hey, we are losing players here. And even kind of, he's saying it without saying it, but we don't have immediate starting talent at every position on the field. We just saw last year two freshman defensive backs come in and really kind of change that unit around and be really good. Jeremy Pruitt said in his press conference, he said, hey, if you're a wide receiver and you're in high school, I feel like Tennessee would be a great place to go. Why? Because you're going to get playing time. And there's obviously, you know, players who want to go out there and they say, you know what, I want to win a championship, and I'm going to go to the program that best leads me to win a championship. And I might not get it this year, maybe next year, but, you know, definitely the year after that. And maybe some are obviously good enough to expedite that considerably. But Tennessee is able to sell something that these other teams can't sell. Nick Saban can't sell immediate playtime like Tennessee can, or immediate roles like Tennessee can. And so for me, just to say that, hey, Tennessee is so far and down and out of this race because all these other guys are already locking it up, to me, I don't get that point. Yes, we can't promise any kids championship opportunities or even SEC championship opportunities right now. But what we can tell these kids, like Pruitt said, is, hey, we have play time. We want to bring guys in, and you will play because we need you, and you will have a role on this team. You will not have to wait. You will not have to sit. And I believe that stance right there, with everything else that's going on, with what we believe to be the rising of this program right now, is a good recruiting pitch and still puts Jeremy Pruitt in a good position for the years going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that is one thing that Pruitt and staff have going for them is they can kind of pitch that.
And I think that's what they are pitching, too.
I mean, you don't really have much else.
Right. You're not in the greatest position to offer anything else, but what you can is what he said to the wide receivers in high school. Hey, I feel like Tennessee is a pretty good place to go right now.
Make your next move your best move.
No, there you go.
He's doing the things he's supposed to do. He comes. This is when we're going to find out this year. Now, I know that he still probably doesn't have the players that that we want him to, or that he wants to be able to compete and do the things they want to. But he's out there telling recruits, Tennessee's going to compete for national titles in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So he damn well better ball, man. He didn't come here. He didn't get hired by the battle captain to come in here and be Vandy a couple times and be Florida and be good. He came here to win damn SEC titles. That's my only concern. Like, is he truthfully the long-term assistant, or is he always a budding star that just needed an opportunity? Now we'll find out. They say the second year is when the coaches make the leap. That's when the programs make that big jump. If they don't win 7 games this year with the possibility of winning 8 in the bowl game, I'm going to be pissed off. I think you're going to be pissed off. I think you're going to be pissed off. I think you're going to be pissed off. I think we're all going to be pissed off. I'm not here for 6-6 seasons. I'm not here for giving Jeremy Pruitt excuses. He's also been coaching under some of the best, and he's been on some of the better teams in the last decade as far as on that staff. It's time. We're all tired of it. Let's make it happen. It's been too long.
There you go. There you go.
Time to send some waves.
Rolling on with the Blitz next, right after this commercial break.
Disability Advantage Group. If you suffer from an injury, the last thing you want is to
mess around and get lost. They didn't care, they were just dying to get off. Life in the fast lane. Sure to make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane.
865-546-8200. Is our number if you want to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline. Rolling right along, switching gears from Tennessee over to the Big Ten.
Hello. Are we going back to Nebraska?
No.
Going. Okay. Back.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Apparently everybody's losing their mind over what Jim Harbaugh said yesterday.
Yeah, this is the thing we were talking about, you know, people – talking about Tennessee getting back to elite, what makes a team elite. Jim Harbaugh, he was brought in there to do what? To get him to the playoff and to – he was the white whale. They got their boy back. He's supposed to get him to the college football playoff. He's supposed to take him to a championship. Michigan, you know, they think they're pretty elite, but he can't even beat Ohio State. So he had some words about Urban Meyer, right?
Yeah. Let's see. He was asked about – Urban Meyer deciding to leave Ohio State. This is what he said. He said, Urban Meyer has a winning record, really phenomenal record everywhere he's been. Also, controversy follows everywhere he's been. I don't know why everybody's so up in arms about what he said. I mean,
this doesn't feel like a new take necessarily.
Well, it's definitely... The truth, I think most people took it as like, well, I take a shot at Urban, I guess, when you haven't beaten him and like he's no longer coaching. I guess that's where people tend to get.
I wish he would have said it while he was still at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I think it'd been more of a boss move if he says it while they're still facing off against each other. Well, you know, Urban, he's done pretty good. He's won some titles. A lot of stuff follows him. You guys remember that Aaron Hernandez thing, right? Percy Harvin.
Trouble.
And now he's got this coach. What's his name? Zach Smith. Oh my God! Like a lot of stuff follows that guy. Like I wish he would have came off top rope, especially when all the Zach Smith stuff was going down. I wish he would have did the looking eyes emoji to Urban Meyer when all that stuff's going on. Just tweeted him with the eyes emoji. You know the one I'm talking about. Ooh. Like, what's next?
Also, Riley Cooper, don't forget him.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
He's also a Florida Gator.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Chesney, Riley Cooper. Jesus. That guy. I think I'd like to kick him in the... You
know, so, yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I think the only thing is, like, wait till you beat Ohio State first, Jim Harbaugh, before you start. Like, you haven't... Yeah. Like, there's one thing. He was brought in to do all these things, go to the playoff, take them back to the promised land, you know, kind of restore Michigan football, get them back. But the number one thing that they care about in Michigan is if you beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
He ain't done that yet. in what, 4 years running now? Or are we talking 5 years? How long has Harbaugh been in Michigan? This is the fifth year, right?
I think this will be his fifth year.
This is the fifth year, I believe. So, yeah, like.
What does he have to show for his time at Michigan so far?
Dockers, pleated khakis.
A couple of turtlenecks.
Mock turtles, dude. He wears the mock.
Does he have any division champion? I mean, I know he's in a tough division. Nah. He's got no division championships.
Yeah, he can't beat Ohio State.
He's got no conference championships. No playoff appearances.
Wait. No Heisman Trophy winners. None of that. No big. He's got Shea Patterson, who thinks that he would have won the Heisman, been better last year if he would have gotten to make a lot of the play calls.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Shea.
They got the burner account.
Shea Pat, there. As his homeboys call him back home. Shea Pat.
What do you see, Brandon? Did they win a division?
I think they were. I'm looking on Wikipedia. You know how it's got the little colors for championships? It says that they got a division title last year.
Nah.
Which I think they technically did, yeah. But they lost to Ohio State. Ohio State also had one loss, and Ohio State went to the championship game. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they had a claim for a division title, but they didn't go to the championship game.
So would that be 2018?
Yeah, last year.
But basically, no outright convincing, hey, you did it, congratulations.
No.
And last year was supposed to be their year. They were supposed to go to the playoff. They had the best defense in the country.
Now, they did have a pretty crazy game with Ohio State, if I remember correctly.
I thought Ohio State whooped them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the crazy part I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think Ohio State would beat the brakes off of them. Yes.
Yeah, the final score of that game was 62-39 Ohio State.
Still a high-scoring game.
Yeah, pretty good. Intern Matt, time to put you on the spot. Do you have a recruiting update?
Yes.
It's time.
Bring it.
No, I don't know if anybody saw, but we got a new recruit yesterday. Committed Darian Williamson. It's a 6'3", 195-pound athlete out of Haywood, which I believe is around the Jackson area in West Tennessee.
Yep.
He played wide receiver and linebacker for him this past year. Runs a 4.5 40. Finished the year with 10 catches for 150 yards. But on the defensive side, he had 70 tackles, 4 picks, 2 fumble recoveries. 10 of those tackles were for losses. His head coach was previously at Germantown, had a big run of success, and compared him to several other players that he's put into Power 5 conferences.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Again, we said earlier Tennessee previously ranked at 30. I don't believe that it is this commitment that has boosted them to 26. Because if you remember correctly, probably about 2-ish weeks ago, I mean, we just had that string of phenomenal recruiting news. We had Cooper Mays, we had T. Hodge, we had who's the other? Keyshawn Lawrence. We had an amazing string of recruiting news. Oh, right, because that was right before Kerry Blackshear Jr. So hopefully, you know, it. We knew kind of this dead period was coming. It's great to get a guy like that in. You know, he seems like a great athlete.
Yeah.
You can plug him and play him wherever you see best when he comes in next year.
Haywood,
those are great kind of recruits.
Is also where Emmett Gooden played high school ball.
There you go. There you go. Oh. Emmett Gooden, Last Chance U premieres today,
yep,
right?
I am.
It hit about 4 o'clock this morning on the old Netflix.
You want to watch that later?
Maybe.
Okay.
I never watched all of the last season.
Hope you don't mind F-bombs.
That's a pretty good one. I know The Drive had Jason Brown on, too, a while back. He's actually a pretty funny guy. But I love how Rick, like, is so enthused about watching. He's like, yeah, Last Chance U, coming back this Friday. Turns to his roommate. You want to watch that later? Brandon? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
That and the look, you guys, if you're watching the Periscope, maybe you can rewind it and see it. But, you know, this is radio, so we got to paint the picture for you. Rick was very enthused. He was smiling. He looked to Brandon for support. Do you want to watch it later? As a roommate might do, even thinking in his head, maybe we can kick back, drink a couple brewskis later, and we can watch it. And Brandon, not even skipping a beat, doesn't even look Rick's way.
I mean,
Maybe.
Brandon, don't worry. You're not ruining my day here. But if we both have time, we can sit back on the couch and we can watch some Last Chance U. You know what I don't want to watch, though?
What?
I don't want to watch The Lion King.
This is why I don't want to watch Last Chance U with you.
Oh, yeah, this is.
I don't want to say that I called it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say that anything. I knew this was going to happen. I said this movie was not going to be good.
What?
I said that for weeks. For weeks and weeks and weeks.
You are fake news.
Yeah. That's what you are.
That's not true.
Tell
you
me again,
guys,
Donald.
Just do not want to give me the credit. I have come in here and I said, I don't think The Lion King's going to be good.
No,
I think the animals are way too realistic that the voices don't match up. I think there's problems with this movie.
I will give you credit for being an idiot. You said that it was going to suck. You said
Thank you.
It was going to suck.
And I was right.
No.
You're not right.
It's 56% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics. From the critics,
critics,
you know,
always,
critics matter.
They're always a lot tougher, man.
No,
the critics
they don't.
Matter.
You know who matters, Rick? The people.
No, they don't.
The people.
Critics don't matter. Because you know what, Rick? I saw Aladdin. You know what Aladdin had on Rotten Tomatoes?
75.
Nope, 56 from the critics.
Same thing.
56 from the critics.
All right.
You know what it was from the audience? 96. It was a great movie. I saw it for myself. It was great. It was great.
The audience on Spider-Man Far From Home is a 96.
Right.
I don't think it was a 96 myself.
Wow. Maybe you just don't know a good movie when you see it.
Maybe you're not Siskel or Ebert.
Maybe I can actually look at movies and decide for myself based on prior biases.
Let's go ahead and tell everybody what's your favorite Disney movies.
Yeah.
What's your number one?
Hold on. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
This is about to get ugly.
Rick's got...
It's about to get real ugly
Rick's
in here.
Rick's got some cold takes when it comes
This is... I've been told over and over that this is my
freezing cold in here. Freezing cold.
Take a quick break. We'll reveal Rick.
Who doesn't like the damn Lion King?
We'll reveal Rick.
Overrated. I like
movies.
It.
Top
Way
Disney
overrated.
On the other side.
Back here on the Blitz, 11:33 a.m. If you would like to give us a call on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, go ahead, 865-546-8200. So, here, let me go ahead and give my side of the story. I think The Lion King, I think it's a good movie, all right? I do think it's a little bit played up. I do think... It is a little bit overrated, and there are other Disney animated films that I have found much more enjoyable. I have created my top five list. We've already revealed that Cars is on that list. That has made you guys very mad. I believe that all of these will make you guys very mad, except for one.
Go for it.
And I believe that The Lion King would probably be in the 6 to 8 range in my list. Probably 7 or 8.
I'm getting really pissed off.
Number one?
This is your number one movie.
Cars.
I've already Cars?
Given that away. Cars?
Cars.
Cars is the best.
Let's let him finish
Cars
list
is the
before
best.
We tear it to shreds.
Oh, my God.
Before you... Cars is the best.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Number two?
Carry on, sir.
Toy Story.
Oh, okay.
The right. Classic.
It's better. Okay. It's better.
The undeniable, unbeatable.
Much better.
Except by Cars.
Much
I mean,
better.
If you were smart, you'd have that number one.
Yeah.
Number three, Monsters Incorporated.
Oh, my God, Rick.
Monsters Incorporated, Monsters, Inc. is a classic.
Number three?
Yes, number three.
It's not even in my... Oh, man, go ahead.
We're not talking about Monsters University here.
No,
Monsters
Inc.
Incorporated.
I know the movie.
Oh, I got that wrong. That was actually my number four.
Oh,
my
God.
Number three, The Incredibles. The Incredibles is hot fire. I'm a big superhero fan.
I always thought it was a little overrated.
You bring the superheroes
okay.
to the Disney Pixar world.
It's okay.
It's great.
It's okay.
Although I hated the second one. I did not think the second one was very good. And this is where the conversation probably ends. This is where I believe this with everything in me. It is a fantastic movie. Honestly, it should probably be higher in the list. I am a little biased towards a character in this film. I'm going to go with the 2017 hit, Moana. That's right.
Moana's not bad.
That's 2016. Right. 2016 yeah. hit.
It's not bad.
Moana's a good movie.
Moana's yeah. a great movie. The Rock is awesome in it. The whole thing is great. The music is fantastic. If you gave me these five movies and The Lion King, I believe that is the order that I would want to watch all.
Oh, my God. First of all, Ricky.
What is my biggest miss on this list?
Cars. Lion
King, besides having
the, and Cars. Yeah, not having Lion King. No Aladdin on there. That's obviously
top
an
10?
Awesome one.
My underdog that I really wanted to put in was The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, my goodness.
Emperor's New Groove is by far in a way the most underrated.
Wow, dude.
It's not even close.
I am mad.
That one should have
pissed off
international.
What is
love.
Up with his list? First of all, you got 101 Dalmatians.
Look,
it's only
a top five, all right? I can only put so many on here.
Yeah, you got Cars as your number one. Are you a toddler? Are you a toddler, Cars?
I love this.
How
movie.
Old were you when
yeah,
Cars came
out?
You had to be at least a teenager, right?
When did Cars come out?
10, 12.
It came out in 2006.
So you were
10 years old.
That
makes sense.
A little old for Cars.
Makes sense why I would love that movie.
Okay.
And I still do.
Mine, number one, Lion King. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Such a great movie. It just pulls the heartstrings. Scar, killing Mufasa, the coming of age.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry. Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys. My bad. I got a little ahead of myself there. Lion King, number one. Number two, without a doubt, has to be for me, Aladdin. Always been a big Aladdin fan. The Blue Genie.
Did you see the live action?
I haven't seen it yet, but I...
It's good.
A lot of people tell me
I've heard it's
good.
Super fun.
Underrated, someone that nobody probably talks about, Beauty and the Beast. It's a damn good Disney movie.
Did you see live version of that one?
I have seen that one. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Yes, that's another one. Thank you. See, you love Beauty and the Beast too.
It's a good song.
After that,
I sang it in my middle school choir.
Thank you. Thank you. Beauty, a tale of old time. Beauty and the Beast. All right. After that, I'm going to go with 101 Dalmatians. Solid, man. Mm. Never go wrong with 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil. You know, if she doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. And then after that one, I guess we're at five right now. Intern Matt, thank you. You always got my back. My fifth and final Disney movie.
Cars.
No, it's not going to be Cars at all.
It's probably Toy Story. It should be Toy Story.
Toy Story's up there for me. But see, a lot of mine are also acclimated to my age. You know, I'm a little bit older than you guys.
That's fair.
So my last one has to be a tie between either... Hey, it's just...
Jungle Book.
No.
Let him finish the list.
Thank you.
Guessing.
Thank you.
Guessing.
This is my list. It's either Cinderella or Little Mermaid. But I'm going to go with Little Mermaid.
I'm going to go with Little Mermaid.
That's the one I'm going to go with. Sebastian. Go on and kiss the girl. La 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 la. You want to kiss the girl. Yeah, that's my fifth one. All right, Brandon, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Then intern Matt.
My number one, I'm going to go Toy Story.
Okay.
Toy Story number one. Number two, I'll go Lion King.
Solid.
Very nice. Three, I'll go a little newer. I'll go Finding Nemo at number three.
I thought that one was a little overrated too.
What?
Just a little. Still a classic.
Are you kidding me?
Continue. I'm sorry.
Number four. This is where it gets tough. Four, I'll go...
Cars?
I'll go Little Mermaid.
Nice.
Four, solid. Four, I'll go Little Mermaid. Five, I'll go Mulan.
Also nice.
Oh, yeah.
Make a Man Out of You.
Yeah. Make a Man Out of You might be the number one.
And then honorable
song.
Mention, I'll give an honorable mention for Hercules.
Oh, Nice. Good Solomon. You know what was not on that list? Cars.
It's not my fault. It should be. Honestly.
No.
It's an amazing movie. It's about a four-wheeled automobile who wants to find his way back home, but he's got to find himself in the process.
Also, quick honorable mention, since we threw those out there, I would have had to say Peter Pan, Never Neverland, always a good one. And like Brandon said, Hercules would have been another one. Hercules, I can almost sing all the damn songs from that from start to finish. That's right.
Great music.
I'm impressed at how many of the songs Chance just knows, period. It's been great.
All right, Matt.
Well, thank you, Rick.
All right, Matt. Matt's top five Disney movies.
All right, my number one is the Disney recreation of Robin Hood.
Okay.
Love that one.
Okay.
My number two is Sword in the Stone.
Solid.
Wow. Matt going old.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm showing my age a little bit here. Then I've got Mulan.
Mulan.
I've got Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Oh. And The Lion King.
And The Lion King.
Matt, where is the new school here? All right.
I'm old school, man.
He's old school. I like he went Sword in the Stone. That one really took me back.
You need a new school
sword,
twist.
King Arthur, Sword in the Stone. That was awesome. Pocahontas, yeah. Pocahontas is also a very good one as well. But, yeah.
That's, ooh, have you guys seen like Big Hero 6?
Jungle Book would have been one up there, too.
Yeah, Jungle Book is good.
Jungle Book. It's just the bare necessities. Mother's Nature recipes. Don't worry about your worries and your strife.
Another one that no one mentioned, Tarzan. Another great soundtrack on that one, Phil Collins. So, there you go. There's
what about
you
Kronk's
also
new groove.
Know what was not on Matt's
the
list?
Sequel to Emperor's New
do
Groove.
Do you know what was not on Matt's list?
Unfortunately,
Brandon?
Monsters Incorporated was not there.
Monsters Inc.
Cars.
It's Cars, yeah. It was Cars. You know what?
I don't think many people are going with
that
Cars.
That is your problem, not mine. It's a great movie. Sentimental values. Owen Wilson.
You know another good movie? Another honorable. I could go all day with the Disney movies. I got a collection. Lady and the Tramp. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Good one. The spaghetti scene. Yep. Yep.
The Tramp, the world's ugliest dog. Is that what we're going with there?
No.
What should have won Man of the Week?
Oh, man.
Some of the new school, let's see, WALL-E is good.
Inside Out, WALL-E's good.
Right. And Coco. I like
Coco.
Coco,
great.
Coco's
Zootopia,
good.
Really great.
Good. Zootopia is one of my kids' favorites, man. They can watch that all day.
Dude, the sloth scene is
guys,
amazing.
And I'm really, one, I know, and it's probably because maybe it's not that time of the year. Probably that time of year. We'll talk about this one again. But one that is very damn good. And is one of the best Disney movies that they've made over the years. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, people.
We also left off Snow White.
A hit. Guys, we only have a couple more minutes in the show. Let's jump to the break. Let's get into the man segment to close us out. Be looking at the Fox Sports Knox Twitter because we need your vote to count as well. That and more coming up on the other side of the break.
No pets are family. Like Smokey and the Vols, they're part of your team. I'm Nate Hodges, and I've taken my dog to Admiral Vet for years. The vets are UT grads and care for a wide range of animals. They have affordable boarding, too.
Feldman to compete in a celebrity boxing match on
wow.
September the 7th in Atlantic City.
Bagel Boss. Did anybody see his video? Bagel Boss was pretty funny over the past week. That guy... very angry. I'm like,
you're not God. You're not my father. Yeah. And you're not my boy.
I'm tired. All these women, all they do is talk about me being short. And he's like, nobody said that about you. But women do on these dating sites. Like, yeah, the Bagel Boss is really good. That's a good one.
All right. Matt, please lower the music.
How are you going to tell him to cut
and
the music again, Bunny Rabbit?
My audio. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Vape God.
Is this going to help me blow, like, fatter clouds?
No, we're not about that.
No. What? So you're more about just the technology side of it?
We all quit smoking using vaping products. It's not about blowing fat clouds. In fact, I know Barstool...
Well, it's a little about blowing fat clouds.
I know Barstool likes to make fun of it. I've seen a lot of your videos. I've seen a lot of your juuling videos. You're a disgrace. You make the industry look like...
No, I'm like a serious vapor.
No, you're not.
What makes you say that?
You ever smoked before?
Yeah, I have a Juul on me right now.
No, I said, have you ever smoked before?
Smoked cigarettes?
Yes.
Yeah, I've dabbled here and there.
I've dabbled here and there.
Rick going with Vape God. Matt, I can't even make fun of Matt's pick.
You pick the guy that has fat clouds.
Fat clouds for
fat
Rick,
clouds.
Vape God. Brandon going with Bagel Boss.
Up.
I've got Albert Hainsworth. And Matt, once again, pulling at the heartstrings of everybody
you
voting.
You pulled at the heartstrings, Chance.
No!
You pandered!
No.
You pandered! You both pandered! You said earlier today that you would never pander.
Whoa.
You pandered!
Whoa.
You picked
Whoa.
The most heartwarming
Whoa.
Tennessee
Whoa.
Volunteer story
Whoa,
of
Rick.
The week.
Rick,
you pandered.
I might have pandered.
I accept no
but
pander.
But Matt saw my pandered, kicked it to the side, stomped on it a little bit, and even took a piss next to it because he went with the 9/11 victims, and he even finished it off with the 200 firefighter just passed away this week.
Chance, who are your vote?
Damn it, man.
Who will your vote
like,
be?
I just want to say, I can't even make fun of Matt's. Who will my vote be?
Yes.
It has to be 9/11. I don't know
if I can vote. I abstain.
You have to vote.
No, I abstain. It's a fan vote. We got rid of the personal vote. It's a
we
fan
We don't have
vote
enough
now.
Time for the fan vote.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Like 10 votes
we'll update
in.
It on Monday.
No, this is done today. No rules, no regulations, except that on Fridays, we have the man winner. We put in a vote. Brandon, who is your vote?
Albert Hainsworth.
Boo. Matt, who is your vote?
I'm going to go with the Vape God.
No!
I changed my vote.
I'm going with the Vape God.
I go with Albert Hainsworth.
What?
It's a stalemate.
You're voting for yourself?
Yeah. He voted for himself, too.
Absolutely. The Vape God was by far the funniest. By far the funniest.
The Bagel Boss gets no votes.
The Bagel Boss gets no votes.
I had to do it because Rick did it.
What a crock.
Okay, jump on we're at a stalemate here. We're tied 2-2. All right, jump on the Fox Sports Knoxville Twitter page. We're only going to have a couple of votes, so your vote matters.
No, it doesn't, because Albert Hainsworth is running away with it. 64% on Twitter. We're calling it.
Mm. Hey.
Oof.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Matt, the Vape God has 0% votes.
Zero votes on Twitter.
I don't know why.
The Vape God didn't even get one vote?
No.
No,
I have to
yet.
Go vote now to give him some respect that he deserves.
No.
He was hilarious. He dabbles here and there.
I just love anybody that puts the guy at Barstool in his place.
It was wonderful. It deserved more votes. One of you can change your vote right now.
So you like the people that go at the Barstool guy?
Yeah.
Because he was working for Barstool. So does that change your opinion now?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought he was going at
no,
no,
he,
votes are locked.
No,
I've officially locked
Matt
the votes.
Matt also votes for Albert Hainsworth.
Nope. I've officially locked the votes.
You just
wow.
tried to get me to
All
change
right.
my vote.
The feel-good story of the week wins again. Fantastic. Albert Hainsworth, we love you. We love you. You are our man of the week. Congratulations.
I finally won one. We've all won one now. I finally won one. I'm a big kid.
Rick hasn't won.
Oh, sorry, Rick.
I haven't won because I put the funny ones up.
You do not get to use the VIP bathroom this week because you have not won one.
I put the funny ones up. Maybe for the month of August, maybe we need a little more rule change, all right?
Oh, Rick changing
maybe
the
we're taking away the pandering.
Rick changing the
I'm
rules.
Taking away
you
the pandering.
You can't do that.
Starting August. Thanks
Your
for
favorite
listening
Disney movie is Cars.
Thanks
Cars.
For listening to The Blitz today. We'll see you Monday. Talk Sports coming up next.